Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, Jean's on the line. Hi, Jean.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good, good, Ryan.
Good. You heard me chatting away to Christine earlier on.
Yeah, her story relates to our journey.
Okay, well, tell me about that.
My partner was in an accident 15 months ago, and he had high-level spinal injury C2-3-4.
Oh, good Lord. How is he?
He's doing remarkably well. He has proved them wrong every step of the way.
Good.
Yeah, it's just Christine's story of being determined and working hard. It all pays off.
Really? So it's not just, in the mind?
Well, the mind has a lot to do with mind over matter, but hard work, determination from all parties, from myself, from family, from him himself, it proves that certain spinal injuries, everybody's different.
Sure.
You can get some of your life back and be independent and do things that you give up hope originally for.
You were in the National Rehabilitation Hospital listening to that interview.
Yeah, we were up for an outpatient appointment. I was sitting in the car.
Yeah.
And she was talking about it, and it just hit home.
What was it that Christine was saying that really struck you as so being so that resonated with you so strongly?
When she was talking about her partner being so determined, a lot of the time we would have said it was stubbornness that kept him going, but his determination and Christine's partner's determination will prove that he will take the steps.
Yeah.
We were originally, this time, exactly April last year, we were told that he would have little movement in his upper body and he would take steps. It would get him into a standing position. And we always believed, no, it's going to happen. He'll make it. He'll be home and without aid of a wheelchair and back to normal living.
See, what strikes me so much about your story as you're talking and thinking back on what Christine was saying was that sense, that steeliness that says, this will not beat us.
Yeah.
And I think that's all very lovely and all, and I'm being dismissive of it for a second, respectfully, mm-hmm. because, the physicality of it is that it might not be. So, it's this sense that, no, it will be. It is this absolute positive belief in the possible.
Yeah.
Is pretty mind-blowing, because in both your cases, hopefully in Christine's and David's case, but so it seems from yours, it's working.
It does. Now, the staff in the matter in the NRH will obviously be determined with you, but they won't put your hopes up either.
Good.
They'll give you a worst possible scenario. You'll take it, you'll absorb it.
Mm.
But then you go beyond it and you say, right, okay, we work around it. What will be, but we'll make the best of it.
And is your partner in wheelchair bound now, or is he?
No, we walked in here to the NRH today and the staff were just amazed to see him walking into the place.
What a good story.
He was sitting in the wheelchair for so long up here and they didn't realise the height of him. They had to get a bed just for him, and he came in today standing 6'2" tall. He was met by nursing staff in the hall and they were amazed at how tall he was out of his chair.
It was intriguing to hear Christine saying that, how the dynamic had changed in terms of size and how David was always always taller than her. And yet here she was now in a very different world.
But that's it. And Christine also said that, you might long for that hug for him to be in the standing position to hug. And I've been there, I've longed for that for so long. And now that he's in the standing position, he can throw his arm around you. Now he's got still very poor movement of one side of his arm. He's working on it. And that's the reason for being up here today. But, you go beyond it, you make the best of it. And, and Christine and her partner will learn that. And it will possibly make them stronger, like it has for us.
Yeah, great. Well, look, I really appreciate you getting involved in the programme with that because it's a lovely bookend to our conversation with Christine. So I wish you well.
Yes, thank you, Ryan.
And look after yourselves and enjoy all those hugs.
Yeah, I will do.
Okay, see you. Thanks, Jean.
Thanks, Ryan.
Bye.